Thank you, Pastor. Tonight, praise the Lord. Because your healer is here. Your healing is here. And your freedom is here. Say, I am healed. I am free. The Lord has confirmed it already. Father, we thank you and praise your name. Great God, wonderful God, the lover of all his creation. We're asking, Lord, that tonight you manifest your power and heal the sick. Amen. Deliver the oppressed. Save souls. And turn lives around for the better. Do something special, something new, something miraculous in every life. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. We pray in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight we come to an area of the present possession. It's a predicted possession. It's a prophesied possession. It's what the Lord has already made up his mind that you, in particular, where are you there? You are going to possess at the present time. And tonight we're looking at Ezekiel, the present possession of Ezekiel's healing. We look at 2 Kings chapter 20, reading from verse 1. In those days was Ezekiel a king, Ezekiel a man, Ezekiel a privileged person, Ezekiel a person in position. You might be a man, a woman in authority, in position, yet like the captain of the army of Assyria, Naaman, there is a challenge. You might be a king, a professional. You might be a man, a woman in authority. And then you have challenges on your hand. Challenges bothering you in your heart. Like Ezekiel received more than he prayed for. Tonight is an outpouring time for every one of us in Jesus' name. It says Ezekiel was sick unto death. That means the thing had aggravated. It had come to the third and the fourth level. And that level brought him near the grave. But even though he was near the grave, he did not enter that grave. And tonight, whatever the level, whatever the pain, and whatever has been reaching concerning you tonight, even though the grave was near, that grave is closed up. You will not enter there. You saw it in a dream. You saw it on the paper. You saw it on the records. But that thing is taken away. And so tonight, you are not thinking, I'm far gone. You are not thinking, I'm deep into this. Tonight, the Lord will reverse every negative thing. And then it says, the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order. Now, we need to understand, we don't need to wait for the time of death to set our hearts in order, to set our lives in order. Actually, it helps us, even when we're still strong and healthy, to set our hearts in order, in line with the word of God. Whether you have another 20, 30, 40, 50 years to live, yet you need to set your house in order. You need to set your heart in order. You need to set your life in order. And that's why we came to this present possession, retreat, and crusade. You set your life in order. Setting our lives in order makes our prayers to be answered. Setting our lives in order gives us peace of mind. You don't want to delay your peace until the final hour that you are now setting your house in order. Even today, as you listen to the word of God, and there's disarray, there is disorder, disorganization in your life, you want to come to the Lord and put right everything right. The things that are down, that should be up, they'll be up today. Set your house in order. As for healing, your healing is here. As for miracle, your miracle is here. But in addition to the healing, in addition to the miracle, you set your house in order. You set your heart in order. You set your language in order. You know, there are times we take, you know, a word from the end of the dictionary, another one from the middle of the dictionary. We jumble them together, and what comes out is not grammatically in order. But today, you set your life, you set your language, you set your family, you set your character, you set everything in order. It will be well with you. For Hezekiah, it says, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Look at that. Set your heart, set your house in order, because you are now living before you die. Because death is far away. There is Christ, the one that gives life eternal between you and death. It's not now. I said it's not now. But you set your heart, you set your house, you set your mind, you set your family, you set everything concerning you, put them in order. Look at verse 2. In verse 2, it tells us, it says, then he turned his face. You need to turn away from that bad dream. You need to turn away from that terrible verdict on your life. You need to turn your eyes, your mind away. Did you hear as we sang, turn your eyes upon Jesus? Look in his beautiful, wonderful, wonder-working face. You will need to turn your mind, your thoughts, you'll need to turn your concentration away from everything negative, and the light will shine in your life. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Who did he pray to? Who are you praying to? The faithful God who answers prayer. The faithful God that even though you might be at the point of death, the God who is able to reverse death and life will come. Life has come. Healing has come. Everything that makes for a good life, a successful life, a profitable life has come to you tonight. If you believe it, let me change that. Since you believe it, it's going to happen. Look at verse 3 here. In verse 3, it says, I beseech thee, O God. That's how to pray. I don't know how to pray. Just say, I plead with you, God. I beseech you, O God, I beg of you, O God, I'm seeking, O God, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. That was Hezekiah. Here you come. What do you want God to remember? You see, there are people, if you look at your life, you can't say like Hezekiah, remember how I have walked every day in all situations. I have walked before you and I've walked with a perfect heart. But you know, you can't say, remember how Christ has represented me and he walked with a perfect heart. And when he remembers what Christ has done, that is greater, that is higher than what you or Hezekiah has done. On your behalf, the Father will remember Jesus tonight. Amen. He bore your shame, he bore your guilt, he bore everything that you are going through right there, and at the mention of the name of Jesus, remembrance for you will come from heaven. Amen. Remember how Jesus had walked in truth on my behalf. Remember how Jesus lived a perfect life on my behalf, and I've done that which is good in your sight. That's what Jesus has done for you. And Hezekiah wept so. The people, you might have tears, but there's faith under the tears. You know, people can cry in different ways. You can weep out of unbelief. You can weep out of regret. You can weep out of sorrow. You can weep, but you can weep out of joy. You cry so. You look at Calvary and tears begin to flow. Me of all people, Jesus took everything away, and you cry for joy. And inside and beneath your tears, there is faith there. And the tears will not wash away your faith. The tears will not cancel your confidence in God. Your tears will not dry up the truth and the trust you have in the Lord. If you cry at all, if you weep at all, weep and cry for the joy of what Christ has done. Prayer tonight will be answered. Incurable disease tonight will be taken away. Yeah. And you, not another person, you are the Hezekiah of tonight. Yeah. And the Lord will put everything right in your life. Look at verse 4. Look at verse 4 there. Verse 4 says, and it came to pass. That just means it happened. It's going to happen. It came to pass. That means healing came and passed through him. And tonight, it has come to pass. Healing, freedom, deliverance, dominion, miracle, coming your way. It will pass through you. It will pass through me. You will know it. You will feel it. You will sense it. That thing that drove you and drove you near the grave is closed up. Alive. I am alive. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him. The word of the Lord is coming to us. And I'm passing that on to you. Look at verse 5, saying, turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus says the Lord. The pronouncement of the Lord is upon you tonight. The God of David. Here we have for us the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at the relationship between God the Father and David, good, great, gracious, marvelous. Now, you look at the relationship between God the Father and his only begotten Son. And you know, there were times David prayed for that child that, was sick because of the circumstances around. And God said, David, all right, but I'll take the child to heaven. He said no to David at that time. There is no moment, there is no day, there is no year, there is no generation, no time when the Father said no to Jesus. And on your behalf, Christ is at the right hand of majesty on high. He's talking about you to the Father. And God says, I cannot say no to you. And whatever they ask, in your name, I will give unto them. Tonight, prayers are answered. Amen. I've had your prayer. I've seen thy tears. And then he says, behold, I will heal thee. Amen. I will heal thee. Am I healed tonight? I said, am I healed tonight? I will heal thee. God did not say, I may. Okay, I'm thinking about it. I'm wondering whether I should heal you. I want you to collect your tears in the bottle. If you can fill the bottle with your tears, maybe, just maybe, I can heal you. But she didn't put in maybe or perhaps. It says, I will. And when God says, I will, finished, finalized, he will. For you. What's the person I'm talking to there? He has done it. It says, I will heal thee. And then on the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord to do what? To testify. In the third hour, you'll testify. In the third day, you'll testify. Before this GCK of December 2024 runs out, you will testify. Just put joy in your heart. Confidence in your soul. Testimony in your mouth. It cannot be reversed. Look at verse 6. In verse 6. And will add unto thy days 15 years. Now Ezekiel did not pray for that. Ezekiel did not know there's a possible addition of even 1 year. All I want, take this pain away. Take this disease away. Like God told Solomon, I will give you everything you have had, but I will add unto it what you didn't ask. Tonight, the Lord will go beyond your prayer. It will go beyond your request. He will heal you. He will heal me. He will heal me. And then if that disease had made you look like you're 50, but you're looking like 70, the 20 years gap, the Lord will add it. And then you become bright, healthy, strong, and all the 20 years of depreciation will be added into your life in Jesus' name. That's why we're here tonight. That's why you are here tonight. I have 3 points. Number one, the pain of a sick soul in a sick body. Number two is the prayer of a seeking soul for a sound body. And then there's a word there, remember. Number three is the performance beyond soundness for submissive speakers. Very simple. Number one is the pain of a sick soul in a sick body. We're not going to dwell much on that. If somebody has pain, you don't have to, spell out pain for him or describe pain for him. If somebody has pain, you don't have to go to a dictionary and say, do you know the meaning of pain? He says, no, I don't need dictionary. I feel it here. I sense it here. But the reason we're looking at it is that pain will not continue. Even as we're hearing the words of God, that pain, the thing that racks your brain, the thing that harasses your brain, as we're hearing the word, even before Isaiah comes back and, and we pray before the final amen, the pain is gone. And all the things that makes you not to sleep, you're rolling on the bed with pain. This is excruciating. And then you're even saying, which one is better, to remain alive in this condition or even to pass on? Since I'm born again, which one is better? What makes you to say that is canceled tonight. It tells us in that 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. The sickness was graduating. Level 1, he didn't bother about that. He said, carried on doing whatever he was doing. Then he came to level 2. And that stopped his thinking, his ability to plan, his ability to do anything. It came to stage 3. Now, he took all his attention. All he could think about, turn this way, pain. Turn that way, pain. Then it came to level 4. And I heard of that other person that went like that. Once he reached stage 4, gone. That was the condition. He was sick unto death. Not just that disease was there, it was very near death. But I come out of it. Say for us, I come out of it. Your time to die has not come. I come out of it. You say it until really the pain will hear and the pain will say, this is not the place for me, because your confession is your possession. What you confess tonight, you possess tonight in Jesus' name. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him. Anybody might have come to you, might have heard anything from any source, from any person, and they say he is a prophet. And whatever he says always comes true. But in my case, what he has said will not come true. In your case, what he has said will not come true. He never misses it. He says, you die, you die. Can I announce to you on my case? He has missed it. You will not die. You will live. I will live. Thus says the Lord, set thine house in order. Thank you, Isaiah. Really? I will set my house in order. I'll examine, I'll find out, okay, that should not be there. I'll rearrange those chairs, I'll rearrange all those things, I'll set everything in order. I'd like my tables in the house to be in order. I'll do that, not because I'm going to die, but because I will enjoy in each environment. Set your life and set your house in order. It's not for death, it's so that something good will continue in your life. It says, for thou shalt die and not live. Do you know, do you understand that prayer can reverse any prophecy that is negative in your life? Any situation that is negative in your life? Here comes Jonah. And Jonah was very sure of his declaration. He went through the city of Nineveh and he said, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown, perish, perish, perish. And he came a long way and he went through quite some deep experiences. And when he came, he was talking with assurance. 40 days, 40 days, 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. But the people, they didn't have an Isaiah to pray for them. They didn't have an Ezekiel to pray for them. But the king on the throne and all his cabinet and the people, they cried unto the Lord. They reversed the negative prophecy of destruction coming upon Nineveh. Tonight is your own night. Amen. He did it before, he will do it again over here. Amen. The pain will vanish away. The sickness will pack their load and go. The insanity will have to pack the load and go tonight. And all that destructive, debilitating disease, tonight, pack your load and go. Amen. Say it with me, pack your load and go. Say it properly, pack your load and go. Say it aloud. Look, fear, it's gone. Amen. It's gone. Amen. Blindness, gone. Amen. Deafness, gone. Amen. Paralysis, gone. Amen. With pain gone, ulcer gone, cancer, is it still there? Cancer, I said, will it remain there? Gone. And whatever challenge you have, pack your load and go. Going, going, gone. Look at point number two here. Point number two, we're looking at the prayer of a seeking soul for a sound body. The prayer of a seeking soul. That's why you came. You want everything to be set right in your body. The stiffness of your hand, the stiffness of the wrist, and the pain in the shoulder, in the elbow. I can't raise my hand. I can't kneel down. I can't bend down. I can't speak clearly. I can't see brightly. I can't eat all I want to eat. Before I eat, you know, a small portion, it's like I'm having constipation, bloating. Tonight, we're seeking the Lord on your behalf. It's gone in Jesus' name. And so we have the prayer of a seeking soul. That's why you're seeking and seeking and seeking. And what you're seeking tonight already is dropped in your life. Seeking soul for a sound body. That's in 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall. Why? You know, turned his face to the wall. Have you ever thought about it? That we say, close your eyes and let us pray. You know why? When Jesus prayed, he opened his eyes, because Jesus could not be distracted by anything. But we human beings were many times distracted. The dazzling sight and the raging sea, the things we see, they distract us, and they do not allow us to pay proper, perfect attention. So we close our eyes so that we don't see all those things. And now, as we close our eyes, in our mind's eye, we can see the promise of the Lord, and only the promise of the Lord. So we say, close your eyes. In the case of Hezekiah, he turned his face to the wall. I don't want to see any of those other things. It was so very close on, you know, on the sick bed, and the wall was very near. That's equivalent to closing your eyes. I don't see any other thing. I don't even see Isaiah. I don't even see any problem. He turned his face to the wall. But now, we don't have to, you know, go back to the house and turn the face to the wall. We simply close our eyes. And he prayed. And you will pray tonight. When I say you'll pray, that doesn't mean a battle. That doesn't mean you're going to wrestle. Just that you're going to make your petition. Very simple. Lord, I don't want this sickness to end my life. It will not end your life. And then he prayed unto the Lord, saying, look at verse 3 there. In verse 3, it says, I beseech thee, O Lord. That's all. Ask. It shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and every door will be opened unto you. Look at the door of healing opening before you. And look at the door of jobs and promotion, success opening for you tonight. And look at the door of sound health. That's you're able to stand, you're able to move, you're able to walk, you're able to run, because new vista of life, a new lease of life is coming unto you tonight. And so he beseeched the Lord, and you know Jesus has said, hitherto you've asked me nothing, ask and it shall be given unto you. He says, I call you not servants anymore, crawling and coming and looking up at the master up there. Can I have the crumbs falling under the table? No, you come. I call you friends, because now whatsoever you will ask in my name, he will give it you. And you come with confidence tonight. In fact, I see you coming out there for testimony. And I see the line so long, and we need more of our leaders to come and, you know, find out what has God done. What has God done? You know, we may not even be able to finish all the testimony, and then you'll pass on. You'll see me, not only a candidate of miracle, a candidate is like, you know, I'm coming for it, but now a partaker of miracle power. It's done. I said, it's done. He said, I beseech you, Lord, remember, 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 remember. He said, remember me. I say, remember Christ on my behalf, and your prayer will not fall to the ground. You know, this man on the cross, about to die, he couldn't even come down to set his house in order. He couldn't come down to be baptized in water. Life was coming to an end. And Christ was there. And Christ, he had Christ saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? There was no shout of answer from the sky, but the Holy Ghost put it in the heart of that thief on the cross. Why hast thou forsaken me? It's so that God will remember you. He died that you might live. Give me a good amen.
Amen.
He suffered so that you'll be free from every form of suffering. And the Holy Ghost interpreted that in the heart of that thief on the cross. And as they discussed and discussed, he rebuked the other thief on the cross. He turned to Jesus. That ends your problem. Once you turn to Jesus, whatever your past sin, your past evil, even if you are now being crucified, literally because of your evil, a new turn will come. And so he said, Lord, remember me. That's all. Remember me. I'm the man that was about to get to hell, at the brink of hell. Jesus said, I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Remember. Remember me. It's not remembering your good works. What good works do I have? Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal, no respite, no, all these for sin cannot atone. All these for sickness cannot heal. Thou and thou alone must save, and he will save you. Thou and thou alone must heal, and he will heal you. Thou and thou alone must deliver. Lord, remember. Remember Jesus, how he walked before thee in truth. He was standing in for me, and how he served you with a perfect heart. And he did that for me. And he also said how he, Christ, for us now, has done that which is good in thy sight. Look at verse 4 now. Verse 4. And it came to pass. Joyful day came to pass. Happy day, it came to pass. Healing experience, and it came to pass. Day of answer to prayer, and it has come to pass. I rejoice with you. This is the day you've been waiting for, and it has come to pass. Before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the Lord, the word of the Lord, came to him. The people who said, shut up, keep your peace, hold your peace, they are the same people that say, be of good cheer, he calleth you. You didn't hear that one. The people that said, why you praying? That thing has reached the fourth stage and the fourth level. That the people, when this miracle happens to you tonight, they'll be the people to say, be of good cheer. What we found there before, we cannot find it again. The cancer is gone. HIV AIDS is gone. The sickle cell anemia is gone. And all the weaknesses that makes your body and makes your bones brittle will, you know, just crack anytime. All that is now gone away. Be of good cheer, he calleth thee. Be of good cheer, he forgives thee. Be of good cheer, he saves you. Be of good cheer, he heals you. Be of good cheer, my friend, he delivers you today. And so he said, turn again and tell him. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, turn again and tell Ezekiel. Tell who? Tell who today? If God sends me to tell you something, will you accept? As God tells me to tell you, will you believe? And since God has told me to tell you, will you get it? He told me to tell you that all your prayers in Christ are answered. That the sickness you brought to Christ, Christ will not allow you to take it away. He tells me to tell you that impossibilities tonight have become possible in your life. Says, I shall tell you that if you and I, two of us, shall agree as touching anything, that the Lord will do it. That's all we need. We don't need, you know, to jump and to run and all that, just agreement. And as you look at me, I look at you, I agree with you. You agree with me that this problem is over. And so God sent Isaiah to him. We're coming to point number three here. Point number three, the performance beyond sought soundness for submissive seekers. As we submit ourselves to the word of the Lord, and how he gives us soundness. By the grace of God, I am strong. Yes, I know you are strong, but me, I am strong. And after this message and prayer tonight, me, I'm going to become stronger. You, where are you? You there. You there. You there. You'll see brighter. You hear clearly. You will speak without any impediment anymore in your life. You will stand and stand straight, and you will not feel, I need to sit down now. Power that drives away sickness, that drives up every form of sickness, comes upon your life tonight. Today, the miracle arrives. Tomorrow, the miracle abides. It will remain there. And you cross over to the new year. You cross over with health. You cross over with soundness. You cross over with the joy of miracle received, miracle retained. You retain your miracle. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus says the Lord, the God of David, the God of Abraham, the father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have seen, heard thy prayer. He has heard your prayer. Why should you cry anymore? When assurance comes from heaven, he has heard your prayer. And I have seen thy tears. Weep no more. The days of weeping gone. The days of tears gone. Weep no more. Behold, I will heal thee. Amen. Amen. I've never found in the whole Bible when God says, I will, and then he forgot. He didn't do it again. Every time God says, I will, he actually did it. And when he says, I will, healing is the will of God. There are some people wondering, is it the will of God? Or is it the will of God that I die? No, death is not the will of God. Sickness is not the will of God. Healing. Somebody help me. Healing. 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 Miracle. Deliverance. That is the will of God for you. I've seen your tears, and then behold, I will heal thee. And on the third day, you will not run away from the temple, from the house of God, from the place of worship because of healing. The healing will make you come inside, deeper into the sanctuary of the Lord. And then he says, you will worship at the house of God. Look at verse 6. And I will add. Somebody say addition. In your life, addition. Everything the devil has subtracted from your life, every good thing, the joy, the happiness, the kind of excitement to live, and the health and the soundness that Satan had subtracted from your life, addition has come. I'm looking for somebody there. Addition has come. Regrets gone. Sorrow gone. I will add unto thy days. Tell me. Tell me. 15 years now. The question is, you are going to be healed tonight. What are you going to do with the healing? Hezekiah, 15 years, additional part of life is now coming. What are you going to do with the 15 years? You know, that's the question. Hezekiah, will you train your child that will be born within these 15 years? Think. Will you learn a new trade these 15 years? Think. What could you do? What degree could you have? What success could you have if you want to judiciously, intelligently, profitably make use of the next 15 years, 15 years of health, 15 years of soundness, 15 years of no regret, 15 years of no tears? What are you going to do for the next 15 years? Are you going to spend the next 15 years? Because 15 years addition has come. I said it has come. What am I going to do? Am I going to have the vision of the extra years? You're almost closing the account. You're almost rounding up everything because of your condition and the weakness of your life and of your body. Now, 15 years, and it starts tonight. Amen. Healing tonight. Amen. Miracle tonight. Amen. Deliverance tonight. Amen. Power manifestation tonight. Amen. It is yours. Amen. And I will deliver thee. And I will deliver thee. Amen. All the chains in your life, they are broken. And all the things that the devil and the messengers of the devil, they put there to block this and block this and block that, everything is gone. Amen. Healing is here for you. Amen. Freedom is here for you. Amen. Deliverance is here for you. Amen. And the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to everyone today. And that grace calls you to set your house in order, so that as healing comes tonight, all the following years will be wonderful years. Brother Wonder, where are you? Sister Wonder, where are you? That wonder starts from tonight. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. We need to set the heart in order, the house in order, so that this privileged possession coming to us, we'll use it in a reasonable, advantageous and progressive way. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You want the Lord to help you to set your life in order, to set your behavior in order, to forgive the past, and to make you live in newness of life. We call it forgiveness. We call it conversion. We call it salvation. It's available for you tonight. And what you cannot do by yourself to totally arrange, organize everything perfectly, the Lord will set your heart, your life in order tonight. Amen. So, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, wherever you are, you raise up your hand. I want my heart to be set in order. I want my life to be set in order. The things that are just confused and disorderly in my life, I don't seem to know what I'm doing and how to set everything properly. I want the Lord to help me tonight. Wherever you are, here at the Alpha location and there online, please raise up your hand, because forgiveness is coming right now. Freedom, salvation, conversion, transformation is coming right now. You're raising up your hand. God bless you there. God bless you there. Please stand up. Please stand up and say, yes, I want the Lord to set this my life, this my heart in order even tonight. You raise up your hand, you stand up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your life will never remain the same again in Jesus' name. Just tell the Lord quietly there as you are raising up your hand and you're standing up, Lord, here am I. My life is all confused, powerless, and weak, and I don't seem to be going the straight way. But Lord, help me tonight. Forgive me. Set me free. Set my life in order. Tell the Lord. And you know, he always answers. Always answers. He never says no. He's saying yes to you. He's forgiving your sins right now. And is setting you right, right now. Thank him, thank him, thank him. It doesn't take a long time for him to do it. Thank you, Jesus. My sins are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. I'm set free. Thank you, Jesus. I am saved. Acknowledge that. Believe that. Accept that. I'm going to pray with you now. You and I agree together that he receives you into the kingdom. That's what I believe. That's what you believe. You and I agree together that he has pardoned you. He has forgiven you. And the death of Christ on the cross has availed for you. I believe it for you. You believe it with me. Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your new sons and daughters who have now come into the kingdom. Lord, I pray, forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. The ones they remember, the ones they do not remember, wash, wipe everything away in Jesus' name. Let your salvation come to everyone right now. And let the peace of God settle in their hearts right now. Give them the assurance their names are now written in the book of life in heaven. It is done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Redeemer, because you have redeemed them and saved them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is done. We're asking our counselors to help us very quickly and to get all their details. members of the choir and, you know, the other counselors. Very quickly, God bless you. We call on our moderating pastor to help us at this time. And then you know that your freedom, your healing, your sound health is here tonight. You better amen now. Pastor, please.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations to our brethren that have joined us tonight. Counselors, please look out for them. Still remain standing. They will come to meet you wherever you are now. Give them your full names in capital letters, your phone numbers, your address, so that we can reach out to you after now. If you are watching online, there's a link you will see on your screen. Please visit that screen, look at it, visit that number, and then just log on to it, and let's have your name and all the details requested. If you are watching on television, on radio, there's also a link. If you have just given your life to Christ, complete that link, write your name, write your phone number, and then how we can locate you, your address, right there. We will be able to reach you via SMS or WhatsApp. And the WhatsApp number is 234-915-444-9263. I repeat, 234-915-444-9263, if you're watching online. Let's do that very quickly. Counselors, choir members, let's hurry up as we expect our rain and our showers of blessings tonight. Let's remember that at 3 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to have the Lunch Hour for Jesus. It's a special program for those of you who have given your life to Christ already and those who are giving their lives to Christ now here at the Alpha location in Hall 2. And then there will be an online bouquet, a banquet, as well as a rally for those of us in Lagos on Sunday the 29th at 3 p.m. in all our group headquarters. If you're online, there's a banquet for you that same day. You'll be contacted by the church. Let's quickly take down the names now. Counselors, the numbers, the addresses. Let's do that quickly. If you have not been attended to, just wave your hand and then the counselors will see you. Let's quickly hurry up. And if you're not giving your life to Christ, you have done that already, why don't you continue to pray now? Bow down your head and pray. Tell the Lord, what ailed thee? What's the problem? What's the challenge? The Lord has spoken through his servant that tonight is your night. Why don't you ask him? Tell him, Lord, remember me tonight. You will join those that will share testimony. Pray. You wrote down your prayer request. You will tick everything right at the end of this program. Counselors, let's hurry up. The rest of us, we are praying as we are expecting the showers to come down, as we are expecting to possess our possession. As the Lord is meeting us in a hopeless situation, and he's saying, don't cry, just have faith. Underneath those tears, there should be faith. Trust in the Lord. Because tonight is your night. The night of weeping is over. The dawn of rejoicing has come. You trust the Lord, believe his word, believe his servant, and it will happen right here. Counselors, please let me know the state of your counseling. Let's know how far you've gone. If you have done, let me know, please. Anyone to my left that has not been reached, just wave your hand so that the counselors can see you. Right in front of me, anyone, where are you? Raise up your hand. Let the counselors see you. Anyone to my right, please raise up your hand so that the counselors can see you. Counselors, if you are done, please let me know. Praise the Lord. Your time has come. My time has come. Why don't you stand on your feet? The long-awaited hour has come. Are you ready? Begin to pray now.
Praise the Lord. I am ready. Heaven is ready for you. And remember, it doesn't take long. Isaiah, turn back and tell Ezekiah, I have seen your tears. He didn't have to touch him, just tell him. He didn't have to pour any oil on him, just tell him. He didn't have to push him to fall under the anointing, just tell him. And I come to tell you, your prayers are answered. Amen. Your sickness is gone. Amen. The sacrifice and the stripes of Jesus is effective in your life tonight. Amen. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, your sickness is healed tonight. Amen. Healing. Amen. Freedom. Deliverance. Amen. Victory. Amen. For you. Amen. For me. Amen. And if you and I agree as touching anything that you have asked tonight, your prayer is answered already. Amen. You raise up your hand, you lay the other hand where you have the sickness, the pain, the disease, the infirmity, long time it will be healed. Excruciating, it will be healed. Terrible, it will be healed. Tonight, there will be addition of life to that your body in Jesus' name. You raise up one hand and lay your other hand where there's a challenge. If you can't, lay your hand there, just lay it on your chest. You are healed. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen, I have told your people what your word tells me to tell them, that they are healed. Amen. I'm telling everyone here, everyone online, you are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm telling them that Christ is their life. They will not die prematurely. That Christ has borne the stripes, and by his stripes, he is healed, she is healed, we are healed in Jesus' name. Healing for you. The pain, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Blindness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Deafness, come out in Jesus' name. Numbness, impairment in speech, be healed in Jesus' name. Swelling, your time as it lapsed, come out in Jesus' name. Pile, you're healed in Jesus' name. Issue of blood, dry up in Jesus' name. Cancer, stage what? Stage how? Stage whatever? Be healed in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Problem of an ear, you are healed in Jesus' name. And all those spirits, all those things walking about in the brain, on the skin, like ants are all over you, and like things are crawling over you, I command, be removed in Jesus' name. Elephantiasis and the legs swollen, armpits swollen, hands swollen, face swollen, head swollen, everything become normal size right now in Jesus' name. And also have arthritis, pain in the joint, everything cracking, ankle, joint, waist, everywhere, I pray that the stiffness will vanish away in Jesus' name. That one leg shorter than the other, in the might of the Lord, short leg, grow out in Jesus' name. Withered hands, be restored in Jesus' name. And I pray for those on wheelchair, the Lord take you up right now out of that wheelchair. You're depending on crutches. Now have the strength, have the healing, have the freedom. Without the crutches, rise up and walk in Jesus' name. And every desire of your heart, every prayer that you have prayed, every petition you have raised up to heaven, your petition, your prayer is answered and granted right now in Jesus' name. You're healed. You're healed. You're delivered. Here, online, everywhere. miracle come into every life right now. It has come. It has come. It has come. It has come to pass. Lord, we thank you. Your word is fulfilled. The work is done. The miracle is granted. We receive. I receive. I receive. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. I got it. I got it. I got it. Then you will do what you could not do before. Open your eyes and see, listen and hear. Rise up and walk. Look at that swelling, it's gone. And then as you see the miracle right there, from the right, the left, and the back, front, center, everywhere, you'll be coming out. We'll want to listen to your testimony. I'm a reaching person.